The next guest, currently working here in Houston in player development, has worked with Texas Rush, Dynamo Dash. Now, after Dynamo Dash absorbed Texas Rush. But more importantly, he played at Dinamo Bucharest in Romania. He has represented the Romanian national team. He is Bogdan Anut, and he joins us now. Bogdan, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hey, Glenn. Thank you for having me on your amazing radio show. It's All a right. privilege of being interviewed by you. Yeah, it's first time in the U.S. doing this.
Well, we're excited to get your perspective. And I just want to start it off with just like growing up in Romania and the importance of football in that country and some of your early kind of memories and the things that influence you to obviously become a professional soccer player.
Yeah, so, originally I'm from Romania. I was, growing Ploiești, nice city, has access to the Prahova Valley, one of the most important Alpine tourism areas in Romania. Yeah, it's home to one of the most important university in Romania. Yeah, Oil and Gas University. So it seems like Houston and United States. Absolutely. Yeah, I play for Dynamo Bucharest. Now I'm coaching for Dynamo Houston Dash Youth Soccer Club. I'm working in the Woodlands area. And first of all, I would like to thank to everyone, to all the staff, the coaching, the director Don Jamel, David Dangering for, giving this opportunity to work with the kids for Dynamo.
And I know you're doing a great job. So you were at Texas Rush with Don Gebel, and then Texas Rush got absorbed or became Dynamo Dash. So that's where you are now. When you grew up, and we're talking to Bogdan Anut, played for Dinamo Bucharest and the Romanian national team. Bogdan, who was a big influence for you in Romania when you were growing up as a young boy?
I mean, so when I started, playing soccer, I was 10 years old, and honestly, one of my friends, a classmate, he just asked me, "Hey, do you want to play soccer?" I say, "Okay, let's do it." And, starting with 10, I play until, 17, 18. And one of the coaches, his name is Ion Marin, one of the famous coaches in Romania also. He played for national team and for Dynamo Bucharest as well. He promoted myself, to the first team. So I was young, 17, 18 years old, training with the first team in Romania. That was exciting for me, to be one of the kids playing the first league, the men's, starting my another 14, 15 years professional. And then absolutely, I did a great job. I scored a lot of goals, even if, I'm former professional soccer player who used to play as a center defender, and I score in my career 32 goals. So it seems like, okay, you are a defender or you are a striker? Some of the people, asking me.
Now, were most of those off set pieces or were those during the run of play where you joined in?
Yeah,
the attack?
Run of play. Yeah, run of play, set pieces, PKs. Because I was one of the, the captains every year, I played for four or five teams in Romania. And I was on one of the leaders, captains. And also, that was PK set pieces, run of the game. So that was exciting to be, I was 22 years old playing for Petrol Ploiești, and, after the full season, I had 21 goals. There was, one striker, one goal, one more goal than me. And so that was a good, you know, fighting for the goal getter stuff.
Yeah. We're talking to Bogdan Anut. When you grew up in Romania, you know, through those years before you got into the first team, what is the emphasis on in player development over there?
So in Romania at that time, you know, there was, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, a different system, between US and Romanian countries, because in Romania, as a kid, I went to school, for example, 3-4 hours. That was the school system, you know, education. And then I had, you know, plenty of time to do my homework, to, get rest and ready to play soccer, because soccer in Romania was, you know, one of the most popular sports in Romania. And I lived in communism when, to be honest, I had only 2 hours TV or, you know, no cell phones, no computers. And my only one, you know, exciting, you know, as a kid, was, okay, I'm playing soccer every day, you know, outside with the kids playing soccer. And then I started playing as a, for Petrol Ploiești, for a club. And that was, you know, working with coaches. A lot of situations, you know, give me that opportunity to watch a lot of men's players, you know, the top players in Romania. I had that opportunity to watch Gheorghe Hagi, Gica Popescu, Ilie Dumitrescu. So soccer in Romania,
the historic
was
names in Romanian soccer. These are the historic names in Romanian soccer.
Absolutely, yeah. Famous players that, you know, gave us, you know, that, you know, a determination, ambition, patience.
Yeah. Ability to dream, right? I mean, Hagi, a world star.
Exactly, yeah. One of my, you know, my dream, it came true, yeah, to play against them, to play with them at the time. So that was exciting.
Well, Don, I want to take you back again to when you're younger. How much of it is just you and your friends get together to play? And then how much of it is organized coaching when you're a young player in Romania? How much of it is just, hey, we're going out, we're meeting our friends, we're playing? How much of it is with a coach?
Yeah. So, for example, there was a summer break in our country. Yeah, for 3 months summer break. Honestly, wake up in the morning 8:30. Yeah, and all of the kids, you know, getting outside and play until evening. So playing outside, you know, that was great for us to develop, you know, the skills, you know. And then when I started plays for the club, there was 3-4 hours per day working with the coaches. So that means, you know, you can develop yourself, you can work hard, you can put all the efforts to become a professional player, you know.
Well, Bogdan Anut joining us, played with Dinamo Bucharest, and getting some insight into what it's like growing up in Romania, playing the game. The Romanian first division right now, what's holding it back? What are the problems there? Because Romanian football has made its mark in the global game in the past. What's holding back the first division from being a better league?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't want to talk too much about what's going on right now in Romania. I hope, you know, Romanian national thing is still growing up right now. It's changing, you know, a lot, you know. So getting back to Hagi Gigo Popescu, the national team that playing World Cup, you know, 1994, 1990, Italy, USA, every year, you know, in our life is going to be a lot of changes. And now the national team or the first division, they are a little bit struggle on economic stuff. And that's one of the problems. And, Hagi right now, for example, is doing a great job because, he has a great support, a financial support, and that he can give the kids the great stuff to practice, yeah, to stay together, to go to school together. For example, my older son is playing for his academy, so he's in a fantastic environment there, a professional one. They prepare for professional staff to move up to the high level. So the economic stuff right now, it's a little bit behind, and that's, you know, also national team is not doing well.
And Georgi Hagi is an amazing story because with his own money built this school, he's producing a lot of players, and then he actually bought professional team that plays in the Romanian first division, right, Bogdan?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, this is a remarkable story, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's true. You know, Saka gave him a lot, and now he's, you know, returning. He's giving back to this kids the same that he got. And he built, you know, great facilities, you know. He's the owner. He's the head coach for that team. He has around 300 kids, academy, really good kids. And his academy is in top 20 in Europe. So, which is, really good.
Talking to Bogdan Anut, played at Dinamo Bucharest, a defender, scored goals. Also played with the Romanian national team, working currently in Houston now with the Dynamo Dash, was with Texas Rush before that, and coached in California as well. Do you speak to Hagi a lot since your son is in his school?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe every 2 weeks, once per month, yeah, I'm speaking with him. I'm speaking with the coaches there. Everyone, you know, is involved in this process, you know, to develop the kids. Right now, my son played, yeah, his first 5-6 years for Dynamo Dash. I mean, that was Texas Rush, and then, you know, getting partnership with the Houston Dynamo Dash. He was a really good player for Development Academy here in Houston. And then Hagi just, you know, offer him this opportunity to play for his academy in Romania. And I say, okay, Hagi is that famous player. He's a nice guy. Gica Popescu also, he's one of the famous players, and he's the president of the club. So everyone around that club, yeah, is doing an amazing job for the kids. So a lot of kids, yeah, have been, a lot of them have been promoted to the first team. So for them, it doesn't matter if you are 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, you can get that opportunity to see how that works, you know, at the high level. So it's amazing, yeah, to see the courage, you know, the professional, the performance, you know, given to this kid. I mean, my son is training twice per day, every day. Yeah, that was a great preseason. Yeah, for 3 weeks. Now they're going to start the league. They are involved playing the third league and the U19 league. So it's a lot of work for these kids to get to the higher level.
Well, Bogdan, we're glad you're part of the Houston soccer community. We're glad you're out there with your expertise
working
and developing young soccer players. I want to thank you very much for coming on tonight and doing this interview with us. It was a good one. Thank you so much, Bogdan.
Hey, thank you. I enjoyed the experience, and you were a great host. Thank you so much.
That's Bogdan Anut, played for Dinamo Bucharest, Romanian national team. He's here in Houston. He's a part of our Houston soccer community. He's spreading his knowledge to young players and player development, which is only a good thing. And again, Bogdan is a great reminder of the amount of people that we have from around the world. Sometimes you have no idea the quality of the people that are out in the youth soccer community working. It is pretty remarkable.